have a squiggle in the middle of a national highway that varies the different times of the day. Nobody's ever going to be able to police that. This is not something that we are going to be able to achieve. I think our officers have got plenty of other things to do. We need to go back to the group, and if there are specific things that are reasonably achievable, then we can have a look at these. But getting this done is not going to happen. So I won't support the officers' recommendation.
Okay, well, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Aye. Councillor Davis, Councillor Binion and Councillor Polling. You're in favour, Councillor Brooks? Yes, and motion's carried. The second recommendation is around congestion on High Street, and the officer's recommendation is that we note the report and communicate the updates to the forum. Councillor Gossett moving it. Councillor Lambert seconding. Any discussion? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Stormwater management, Civic Care Housing Development. The officer's recommendation is the council provide an overview of the stormwater management for Campbelltown Forum. Councillor Goss and Councillor Adams. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Fashion Local District Committee, they have a recommendation around their brochure. Yes, the officer's recommendation is the request to be noted.
I'll move the recommendation.
Yep.
And Councillor Lambert. At the last meeting, the group spoke about this. They were concerned that the latest brochure came out. It wasn't true. You know, there were things they wanted to add on it, they couldn't add on it. They feel that they had something which is electronic, more up to time. I spoke to them about how council talked about being a really positive thing, the electronic one, away from paper one. They took that on board, and they've come back to council saying that could Cressy be investigated and maybe used as a trial to get an electronic thing up so the other communities can see what we can do, and then get it broadly taken out to other communities in the future. So that's what they suggest we'll do there. So that's what they hope to possibly get done. But they're very supportive of that electronic thing where they can just happen very quickly. You just have some QR codes up in the town, point out to get the information.
Councillor Lambert.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It's very progressive and modern thinking, and it's getting technology being used to optimise in our communities. And well done, Christian, for pushing that.
Yeah, my sentiment's exactly that, but I think the sooner the better. Less trees chopped down to produce out of date paper maps, and yeah, well done to Crescent.
I just wanted to ask if there'd been any discussion about the Act and the formation of the Act, and goes on a phone, does it? And, or is it accessible in the street, or how do you.
Maybe you, Councillor Adams, some background. It's not about probably using an app so much, it's just having a QR code which is linked to council website.
Okay.
The council website has information about all the information on that Cressy would be on that council website. So it's sort of not really that complex, quite simple.
Yeah.
The website's just got to support the QR code.
I can remember talking about it 8 years ago.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Thank you.
Against? Carried. Their second recommendation is about netball basketball hoops, and the officer's recommendation is that the request be noted and investigate the installation of netball basketball hoops.
I'll move that as well.
Yes. Councillor Ross and Councillor Lambert. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Longford Local District Committee, they have a recommendation around the parking in Wellington Street. And the officer's recommendation is that we note the request and communicate the outcomes of the parking strategy in the Longford district with the district committee. Councillor Adams?
I'll move that. And there's been some movement in that area, I see.
And Councillor Brooks, you're seconding that? Do you wish to speak to it? You're on mute, Councillor Brooks.
Oh yeah, I think they've already started, or I did read it somewhere that the painted lines are either there now or they're going in, so that's good to see, because there isn't a lot of parking there, along there, so if someone does park badly like we did see a few weeks back, it is very awkward to access the library and a couple of those other shops there.
My question is going to be that the people who live there in the houses there, are they going to have access to go to park there? We're limiting them with the capital plans. So the people who live in those houses along that street, they won't even access to park outside their properties. Is that what we're saying?
No speed limits on there, or no time limits on there.
No time
limits at the moment, so.
I just think we need to provide some parking for people without. In the houses there.
I think the circumstances is if you get somebody that owns four cars and parks them all in the one room.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. They have a recommendation over Wellington Street traffic calming, and the officer recommendation is they'll investigate the feasibility of installing LED smart speed display or similar.
Yes, I'll move that. We had that discussion just on the Campbelltown District Committee's recommendation about traffic flows, whether we agree with what is being said about trying to change from basic standard speed limits. This one is one that's been seen in other parts of the state where you put up the signs that indicate to vehicles that you're going over the speed limit. I think we could investigate that, and I understand that it may have occurred some years ago that we may have had them. There's people running with the happy face if you're at the speed limit, and if you're over it, it gives you a pretty bad face.
Councillor Brooks, will you second me?
Yeah, I'll second it, Mayor, and I'll just speak to it. Here a few years ago we did have one. I think it came from the police. It was a mobile one that you could take anywhere. But I'm not sure if that's still around. And I'll probably have to ask Lee McCullough, these signs here that are like the permanent fixtures, they are really good and they do their job. But are we allowed to install those on State Growth Road?
No, you have to go to State Growth, give permission to put those up.
Yep.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Perth Local District Committee have a recommendation around historical interpretive panels, and the officer's recommendation is to request be noted. Councillor Davis.
I'll move, but I wish to speak to you.
Yes, Councillor Lambert, seconding. Councillor Davis.
We certainly had a number of issues that the content of Perth. Material related to Perth. I note that we've yet to do anything about adjusting the signpost at the roundabout that is incorrectly labelled. So the committee are quite concerned that we do have an active historical group there, that there be some involvement and some ownership of these things in the future.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. You wish to speak, Councillor?
I know, that's all right. I agree with that.
Yep. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The second request is for around the reconciliation plan, and the officer recommendation is that the advice in relation to the reconciliation plan be provided to that committee.
Happy to move.
Second Davis and Councillor Lambert. All those in favour? Aye. Against? Carried. Information items.
Just a couple of queries regarding the mayor's activities. Rapid rehousing housing meeting and two.
Yes.
What is the rapid rehousing housing meeting and what's the benefit for council? What's it all about?
Yes, one. Yep. That's around a project that I initiated several years ago. There is not one women's refuge in the whole of rural Tasmania, and the suggested proposal we're working with the government is for a rapid rehousing project rather than a refuge, so that it can release women from those places who can't get somewhere to live, and so they're looking for it's between an affordable housing development and a refuge development. So we're working with different officers in different departments with the government to see if that's possible.
So is that something that will come back to report to council? Because I imagine it would be directly relevant to the Northern Midlands.
It might be relevant to the councils all around, like the Southern Midlands, the Central Highlands, yes.
So when that gets... be coming back to council?
Yes, but not soon. It's an ongoing project. So it's looking for funds, looking for partners who will run the project, own the project, all that sort of thing.
Well, I'd be really interested to see how that develops. That's my first one. If I might also climate change conference, that's a really important conference. Are we going to get a report back around?
Yes, I'm going to report on that, yes.
Because I think, you know, to go to that, we need to be included in what any outcomes are, anything that's relevant to the Northern Midlands that we need to perhaps be looking at acting upon in the future.
Absolutely.
So it's really important that we get some information about that. Okay. That's it for me, thank you.
The Perth service station, is that in committee or is that in information items? I can't find it. That's in either or.
Perth service station, with regards to particularly the purchase of, or
the removal of the dirt, the contaminated dirt there, and the site certificate for it.
That's been removed from the site. That's been removed. They've moved the rest of it.
But I thought we were getting some time ago a clearance from the EPA to say that it's all clear, and we could ask them to push the fence back to where our boundary is. And I thought we just waited for the approval from the EPA.
No, but the EPA advised that
quite a number of months ago. Well, I thought that was the case. So there's no reason why we can't move the fence back.
Back onto our own property alignment, yes.
We can.
Yes. We were advised a number of months ago with regards to the removal method requirements of the EPA.
So the fence will be moved back to our land.
Yes.
I'd like to move that as a motion. I'd
like to second that because we've been on about that for 2 years or more. So.
I have a further question. Councillor Ganinan's raised that.
Related to that?
On that, yes.
Go ahead.
We were advised by email a couple of weeks ago about the process for dealing with dilapidated buildings, and I found the report response totally unacceptable. That building needs to be, or those owners need to be made to do something with that building, as, you know, at the risk of destruction, as do the ones, the old service station up on Main Road at the other end of town. But in this particular instance, the fact that, you know, the officers felt that we would have to get a report done that would cost $2,000, or the other option was to buy the property, seemed to me to be quite facile. I want that cleaned up. Moving the fence alone is not sufficient. Moving the fence will only move the fence. It won't address the issues that the community have now been raising for many, many months. I understand the EPA gave it the all clear. If the EPA has given it the all clear, there should be no need for that fence. And they should be able to get in there and clean up that building. And I think we've sat here and allowed them to take a line of us for far too long. We haven't done the right thing. We haven't looked after the people at that end of work. And it's time we, threw us fine and actually did something. So I would like to move that council investigate the classification of the service station.
Is that
the
motion?
Yes. And the council investigate the declaration of that building as a dilapidated site to require the owners to take remediation action immediately.
Well, that's been written up, Councillor Brooks. You're on mute, Councillor Brooks.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd just like to ask Mr. McCullough, the vandalism in Victoria Square.
Oh, sorry, Councillor Brooks, I thought this was about this particular motion.
Oh, no, just one.
I'll come back to you.
All right.
Okay, are you mover and seconder happy with that motion?
that the councillor is investigating. The declaration of the site is a dilapidated site and the owners will be asked to take remedial action immediately, and that the in the interim, the fence at the old service station be realigned to council boundary.
Yeah,
and we need to name up exactly what the property we're talking about.
Yes, we've got the old thing on the service station. It's not council 12 step
on the court. We put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Right, now we'll go back to you, Councillor Brooks.
Yes, is that those vandalism at Victoria Square's Dollars, is that graffiti that's been occurring there?
Yeah, mainly graffiti, mostly ends at the moment. We have to pass on some video footage to the police today, and it's going to fire a couple of things up for us.
Oh, yeah, no worries. And also with the 8.14 with the youth program update, I'd just like to congratulate Natalie Dell, the youth officer there, especially in programs she's running, the active youth program in Campbelltown and Cressy. Looks like a really good participation rate, congratulations to Natalie for getting it up and going, and it looks like it's pretty popular.
Thank you, Councillor Brooks.
Totally
agree.
We'll pass that on to Councillor Brooks.
That's all you have, Councillor Brooks?
Yeah, that's it.
Councillor Davis?
We're dealing with the information items, Mayor. Yes. The priority projects, as I can't go, I scan, can't get my page to scroll properly. Priority projects listed item, I think it's 8.15, is not the priority projects list that we have agreed to. I can't get it down. Now, can we get it up? Can we get it there? Thank you. The priority projects list that we agreed to and adopted look like this. It doesn't have a lot of those things in it. It isn't set out the way in the papers that we asked for it to be set out, so that we could match the activities against our identified priorities. And it certainly doesn't have expenditure indicated either in the financial report or in the proposed budget that relates to the projects identified in this report. So I was the one that asked for this to be included. What I want included is the actual information that we agreed to when we adopted this report.
Councillor Adams.
Thank you. Yeah, I was dealing with the same issue that Councillor Brooks was, is the vandalism. The figures look pretty high and seem to be getting high. I was the works manager has given us indication that we've involved the police, and that's what I was going to indicate, that we've got to the figures were to an extent where we needed to, I think, engage the police in looking at either somebody or a group of people that are vandalising council facilities, and especially the toilets, etc., at the expense of the people that have to use them and use them from time to time. So I'm pleased to have that, and I'll look forward to getting a report whether we achieve anything.
We've got another question on the information.
I'm not sure we're all on the same pages, but there was a reference in the information items to the... No, I'll let it go in there. I think I'm in the wrong spot.
Any further questions on the information items? While we are in information items, I'd like to thank Councillor Adams for attending the ALGO conference on my behalf and successfully moving two motions. One was around the nationwide database for benchmarking projects for local government, and the other one was around encouraging funding to model for modelling and mitigation works to reduce the risk of flood for natural disasters. And I thank you for attending.
We'll put a report by the next meeting.
Okay, any recommendation, Councillor? No, nobody's moved it yet, but the information items we received.
I'm happy
to move. Councillor Davies, Councillor Lambert. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, 9.1, the UNESCO City of Gastonby, a funding request.
I'm happy to move it.
Councillor Davis, is that a seconder? Councillor Adams? Councillor Foley.
Have we budgeted the name?
Yep.
Yep.
Any discussion?
some questions for you. So the extract from the April 2021 council meeting listed a number of projects, I suppose. A couple of questions, I suppose. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff here, and my question is mostly where is it happening, and is it ongoing? So are they things that are going to be continuing to benefit the Northern Midlands community and businesses into the future, or are they projects that have now ceased?
As far as I know, most of them are ongoing. Annual, like agriculture, that's a 3-day event, and that was the Northern Midlands properties. And that's an ongoing.
So that will happen in 2022,
2023,
2024? Yeah. Has it happened this year yet?
Oh, I'm not sure.
And is it scheduled? What
dates
is it scheduled to happen?
There's some
details
in here, Judge.
Yeah. I think it's important that we actually ask the actual representative of the group to come to a workshop, and they may want to do that.
Yeah.
I think that would be helpful then with regards to response to some questions, and the bodies more detailed in the attachments.
We just need the information that you don't have to come to the workshop, we just need a list of information what they've done for us that we can see.
I'm particularly interested in moving forward,
that's the plan.
I understand what we've already done, but we're paying, to move these things forward, we need to make sure that the money we're spending here is actually going to be benefiting the Northern Midlands community. Councillor Brooks.
Yeah, basically that's what I had here to ask, was how do we measure the success of this contribution? How do we measure it, that the Northern Midlands is getting good value for money?
That's what we need to ask the representative
to. I think we're looking at, obviously Representative Campbell, they've identified a number of projects that they're looking at progressing. Obviously, number one is the outcome should be holding the projects and identify actually how many are actually attending these projects, to then identify what the cost benefits are for our community. Again, it's also about being part of the regional strategy where a number of other councils are involved. I wouldn't downplay the amount that we're contributing, it's only $5,000, but again, we're seen to be part of a regional group, and I would think we're still going to get some reasonable outcomes. I think that's where it's important to actually have an individual from the group, which I think Andrew Pitt has been invited to come along, and made the indicators prepared to come along to a workshop to actually put forward, to actually clearly identify what the success has been to date. And I think as Council Plan was asking the question, what are the options in the future to make sure we are getting outcome for the area for the money being spent.
Councillor Davis.
I agree with Councillor Lambert. I think we need to make this question about everything we do. And if we're going to do that, we need to have some standard pro formas about how we do that. Because I can tell you there's a lot of things in here that are costing us a lot more than $4,000 that we haven't done any value assessments on. I voted against this when it came to council. I think, if I recall correctly, I was probably the only one that did.
No, I voted against.
Cheryl was then. I had major reservations for it. I've read the report. I'm comfortable for the contribution that we make, that we've had value for money looking backwards. And I'm very interested, as you said, Councillor Lambert, in looking at going forward. However, again, to pick up on the General Manager's comment, $4,000, whatever it is, dollars, is, whilst it's important, we're spending a lot more money on a lot of other things that we're not looking at in any forensic manner at all. So I think we've got to get a bit of rationality in this about what time we spend on what things.
Would we put in there that
the recommendation and points to that they come to a workshop and give us some direction about what's going on with you, and make that a connection with the recommendation, maybe something we can do?
It's in there, stuff in the attachment that they provide. It gives us some oversight into what they're doing. I think, we need to be, I'm cognizant of the General Manager's comment, this is part of a regional strategy going forward. I think we need to be seen to be cooperative and supportive rather than nitpicky when, pretty much what we're asking for is already in front of us, and the opportunity to present to us at some stage when it becomes a priority in the fullness of time, as Sarnfrid would say, because we've got other things that are more important at this point in time. I think that covers it well. We don't want to look like we're being difficult over something that, you know, the report, I think, is a very, very detailed, detailed one as much as it can be at this point in time. I think, we probably spent more time on it now than it's worth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. 9.2, disposal of the land at Devondale, Western Junction and Campbell Terminal.
I think the report is as presented. I think the advised the committee is established by council to review our properties and identify these properties and opportunities for disposal. Council probably received some direction from council with the support of the ideas. I think as identified, some of these properties are community properties and community land, public open space. I think that was where some of the difficulties may arise when council does support it and we go out to the public seeking community comment.
Councillor
Boss,
you're moving the recommendation?
No, I want to speak to it after I move.
Councillor Davis,
you're
moving the recommendation? I need someone to move.
I'll move the recommendation.
A seconder?
Okay.
Councillor
Benina.
Right, Councillor Goss.
Yeah, just I've only the small parcel of land on the Nile Road Evendale. Mm-hmm. It's zoned utilities. We've been looking for a place in Evendale to put a dump point. I mean, could that place, that parcel of land be suitable for a dump point right in the middle of the town? I don't know if we're going to make a business motion on the books here we've got, so I do think we maybe should consider it. Especially when we've had so much feedback from the town about finding a place for it. It is zoned utility, it has got parking area there, but it is in the middle of the town.
That's all I want to say.
It's opposite the hotel. It's probably a piece of land as big as that table, a bit bigger than that table there. With a little narrow frame. It's only 20 square metres, so that table is probably 18. It's not much bigger than that. The down point of view, yeah, directly opposite the bottom of the hill.
The owners had a little green one to have a down point quite the bottom, so. I'll support the movement.
Councillor Davis,
Well, I wanted to make the comment that I have the luxury of having seen the plans of these pieces of land because I sit on the property key, but I couldn't find them in the paperwork. So they weren't there. I wasn't imagining it. I think that's a little bit unfair on those that didn't have that opportunity, and I would once again point to the shortcomings in our papers. We cannot make informed decisions if we don't have the information.
I did have to request those things because I need to be able to see what I'm looking for, what I'm actually making a decision about. Councillor Goss has come from a bit of a spanner in the Nile Road one because I actually thought that was quite, I was okay with that. But I'm not so sure now whether, but that's not really big enough, is it, for a dump point? But I am a little bit concerned. I hesitate. Should we land up around near Devon Hills there up on the
Mill
top
Road.
There,
Mill
Road.
Road.
That's quite a sizable piece of land.
It is.
But traditionally Devon Hills, one entrance in, one entrance out, that has traditionally been the fire exit. And I would be loath to support these being disposed of in any way until there is, absolutely public consultation on this to look at all of those options, because I think particularly the Devon Hills District Committee will want to have a look at it, given the fact that I think they've spent quite a bit of time and that piece of land, I believe, is part of their fire evacuation emergency plan that they've been doing with the fire service. So that will need to be looked at very carefully. And also, that's quite a large piece of land at Hamtown, I think it is. So that, I think, would probably need some public consultation as well. So, I think public consultation before we, I'm not happy to agree to selling any of these, but definitely public consultation to see what options might be available.
I just wonder whether we couldn't discuss each item individually, because I think they are very different. And in saying that, I'm happy with the Nail Road one, I'm happy with the Campbelltown one. But the one for Mill Road, I'm on the committee, I thought we put it up to look at options for the land, including selling, but not necessarily disposing of all the land. So several years ago, and in council archives, should be a plan to subdivide a couple of blocks of land off that, because it is 17 acres, might have been two, might have been three blocks of land, retain the fire exit, and retain an area that could be used for recreational purposes. At present, it's got some old wire that hangs out of the ground from previous work expenditures, efforts, and the fence between that and a local farm has been flattened for years, and the sheep just graze land. So really, it's 17 acres, substantial size, that could be far better utilised in the future. And as I said, I just wonder whether we just don't address each one as we go, rather than the one motion itself.
So, Councillor Davis and Councillor Dunnan have moved that. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, the second one is 140 Perth Mill Road, Everdale. Have a mover and seconder for a motion.
Of the same opinion as others that I think public consultation.
You need to have a motion, though.
Oh, yes, I'll move that. That this matter goes to public consultation, and that we seek community's input on whether we dispose of this or keep part of it, etc. It definitely fits into the Devon Hills plan, as Councillor Lambert has said, so we need to make sure that we take in the community's input. There may be, there's a lot of space there. I don't know what the whole history of why it was set aside, but it'd be good to know that. It may not be in the archives, I guess, but it'd be good to know that. So I'll move that we go that way.
I think we should find this report that Councillor Ginnini mentioned in the first instance. If we can do one step before that, find this report, bring that back to Council.
Yes.
Council can look at what the opportunities were to identify previously, look at why they didn't progress at that stage, and then Council then at that stage make the determination of Council to go and some suggestions to then go out to the public with some options.
We need to have that as
Just look at the history. I think that land was part of Range Road and part of public open space, and the people of Range Road built that at one time that they owned it. When we looked at that plan going forward, they actually, and we had a public meeting at Devon Hills, they inundated Devon Hills at the time. And we're concerned about the fact that the possibility to be sold or developed, etc. But certainly it's been explained to them since that it belongs to the municipality.
Councillor Polly.
No,
sorry,
make
a
comment.
Okay. Are we happy with the recommendation?
Previous
details,
Councillor Polly. Yeah, I think Councillor Davis mentioned it, but we're disappointed that no plans in the attachments.
No attachment, that's important.
Yes,
you
Yes, but look, I strongly support that we have consultation on this land. This is similar sort of area to Devon Hills. And if you remember Devon Hills, there was a whole thing about subdividing some time ago, they're cutting blocks up. This area is a similar sort of areas at Devon Hills, and I think you'll find there's going to be quite a community backbone, satellite in that area along there, down any smaller than the existing blocks around there. But even, I went and had a look at the land, and it is maintained by a lot of the council. I think there's some work grazing from the local farmer as well. And I think you find it a huge backlash if we move too progressively on subdividing or disposing that area of land. I think you'll find that once people know about it, there will be a... Because I happened to be visiting a constituent there not so long ago, and they pointed out how happy they were to have that land there. So, I mean, we've got to be very careful about charging into it.
Okay, can you wrap that up?
Councillor Gannon, you wish to speak? No, I just mentioned Councillor Pollard. Look, the opportunity to develop that land further and assist with those interested in that area, part of it, and then sell part of it off to put the dollars back into the rest, probably is the way to sell it. And I think it could be more useful that way through public consultation.
Councillor
Lambert.
I think we've missed the point about public consultation in there as well. We've just got that we're looking at the previous information provided, details and decisions made for the possible disposal. I mean, that to me, we need to have the public consultation.
No, let's not bring it back. Bring
it doesn't say that. If someone outside the conversation read that, they think we're going to be disposing the land. So
bring
I would
information
like to
back.
Something in there about further report back to consider and something about the public consultation.
And also
consideration.
What is the history of this piece of land?
I'm going to move it first. Move on the second one. Councillor Adams?
I know, I was just wondering what the history was, the history of why the municipalities land. Do we know that? Did the committee look at that or does it look at that?
I'll look at that slide.
Okay.
So,
do you want to
speak
to that?
Yes, the original was a quarry. It's actually got a hard face rock in it, which is gone through Camden Brook on the right hand side. It's like Petter Street, Bernell Street. Yes, the people of Wapa had a seat there, vandalism, they wrecked that, the barbecue, they trashed that. The barbecue is still sitting there, but the power has actually been disconnected to it. It's something that I think the young ones in the town like to hang around there for a while. Now I think the power's gone, they've actually moved on. Just a piece of land that we made.
That's behind.
Yeah.
Councillor
Foley, should we? Yeah, wasn't there a statue of a...
That's in front of it.
Yeah, that was actually taken, wasn't it? It was a statue of a marine land or so cheap there on this particular site of the quarry is what I think. I think we should do exactly the same as this for the public consultation.
I'll move that we have a
Councillor Gannon and Councillor Davis move that we
sell it?
After public consultation.
Public consultation. Sorry, I understand what you're saying. Yes, council still then make the decision not to proceed.
Okay.
So, hang on.
Sure. Consider the sale, does that include doing all the legal?
No, we need to include the that part D commence, we do not commence disposal process in accordance to section 178 of the Local Government Act. That's where the public consultation is called.
Yep.
And they're considering that.
Oh, definitely. Right. Comes back to council, and that council will make determination if they wish to proceed.
Right. All right, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Looks like that's the process we've got to go through. Against? Carried.
I'm against, because it doesn't actually clearly say that there'll be public consultation.
No, but that's part of the process.
It's part of that.
You don't understand.
It's the previous one, so I think this is going to add to some unnecessary action in the community, and I would like to see something in there written about public consultation.
It's coming back.
When they read this in Campbelltown, they'll assume, unless it's spelled out, they'll assume that we're going to sell it, you know. It's a need to come back to council and stipulate that.
Just to make sure that that previous motion includes public consultation.
So we do A and B and then do...
No, that's already been passed.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll move a motion then that we take this out to public consultation before any of these other proceedings occur and bring those comments back.
But it looks like legally we can't. We've got to actually make the decision to sell then, and part of that process is it goes to public consultation.
Well, we didn't do that the previous time.
You can do that.
I'm a little bit confused.
Well, sorry. Madam, I thought there was an agreement to actually clearly identified to sell this property, therefore Part D then came into play. But if council wishes to actually ensure that as Part B there of that just clearly note that there's an expectation that public consultation will occur and that a further report be brought back to council.
Before any decisions made, I suppose
you've got to have
That needs to be part of the motion that Councillor Lambert has brought forward, not amending the
Okay.
You
can't
amend the previous one, it has to be a new motion.
It has to be voted upon.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So that can just go into the second one.
So this one's carried and against was Lambert.
that's amazing, or whatever the reasons might be. So is there going to be some kind of policy or process put in place?
No different than what we're doing on other sites at the moment. We do ad hoc inspections and we also react to complaints. We don't have an officer that can just wander up and down, but when they're out, particularly as our dog management person, they actually got a number of tasks and they check these sites like Blackburn Park in Campbelltown. The same situation will occur here. We became aware of this because we received a complaint. This is a reaction to a complaint on a number of matters, and particularly with regards to the these vehicles being allowed to be on that site. And again, there's been different vehicles there, not just long ones. But the same, that's just clear with them, clear with the guidelines in place, which have been communicated to both parties, and there will be expectations that they abide by that. If they don't, we will then obviously be inspecting the site, and we'll, if they're not doing it, we'll receive complaints, which we'll get to.
So those two groups, the park and the community centre people, will work together to make sure. Because it's only if they can't.
Yes, that's correct. It's in accordance with guidelines.
Then they will negotiate. So yes. The first port of call will do caravan park, and then negotiation. So there just has to be some logistics in place. So it's going to work somehow. So it's not just caravan people deciding for themselves. Yeah. The process that council have.
That's right, and each party will be provided the process, and of course, if they don't abide by that, we'll just bring a report back to council. We don't have the resources to be wandering up and down, so if they don't abide by that, we'll bring back the further report for this to be made void.
And I believe also that they are, some of them are around events, such as the CNCA, they had a massive event with over 100 bands at the Campbelltown background, and I think some of that's there as well. Councillor Binion, you're next.
I was just wondering from Councillor Polly, is those four dot points, the top three, is it or is it and? So if the vehicles can't fit in the caravan park, then that's it, they can go there. Or if they're any van, doesn't matter what size they are, but if they're fully self-contained, they can go there.
It's
an oversized vehicle that is fully self-contained and is part of a club or
chapter.
If it's one of, if it's got those three things to get before they can go there. Okay,
they have to be self-contained as well, don't they?
Yes.
No, I'm just asking, like, it can't just be a self-contained vehicle. No. It's got to be enough, be too big a vehicle for the caravan park as well.
I wanted some clarity on
that.
I wanted some clarity on that issue too. I'm also concerned.
Excuse me.
Sorry. I'm also concerned about the proposal that it be limited to people who are members of a club or chapter. Club or chapter of what? That's not specified in the thing. And I don't see any reason why we should be exclusionary in this. If they meet the criteria of self-contained and oversized, then what else are they going to do?
That's true.
I think that's a particularly dangerous road for us to go down, especially when, as the general manager points out, we do not have the ability to police this. Why do we put rules in place on this and other things that we know we're not going to police?
You do an amendment to delete.
Councillor Polly and Councillor Layman, are you having to remove that point?
Yeah. Good point.
Okay. Anyone else wish to speak?
I just did the clubs. I accept councillors' view on that. But you know, just that I guess it come from that the clubs have pretty high standards that they set themselves and their members. And if everybody lived up to those, we would be better off.
Mm-hmm. Councillor Brooks.
I'd just like some clarification on the first point. It says recreation vehicles must be of a size that cannot be accommodated by the Ross Caravan Park. What is that size?
I'm sorry, I don't have that information here, but I can actually get that and provide that to all councillors.
Because I think that needs to be clarified. Because and same with the just go back up again, Gail. Even the vehicles must be fully contained. We've stipulated that in other places, and we can't police it. And there's been tents down at the Red Bridge and all sorts of things that aren't fully self, obviously fully self-contained caravans. So I don't know. I just think we need to have a bit more of a tight up on the rules and regulations.
Okay. Are we ready? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Councillor Brooks is against. The motion is carried. To the next one, we're going to move to Councillor Goss.
Yeah, I'd like to move the next recommendation. I'd like to speak to
the Okay, let's take a look at the Stable Lane at
Brutal
Place,
Longford.
Councillor
Binion. Councillor Goss. Yeah, just going to speak to it. Only about more about this piece of land, but just down the road in Laycock Street and Wellington Street, we've got some new land that was just acquired for a park. I would like to think that possibly land, money we get from this will go towards that development, that new park. We haven't got any money in the budget for the Laycock Street Park. I call it Laycock Street Park, Wellington Street Park. I don't know if we probably need to have that in the motion, but I think my intent is that if this land sale and taking a piece of public open space off these people, just down the road we're putting another piece of open space in, we should be putting some funds towards that. So I would really like to go towards that new park in Lake of New Wellington Street.
Does it need to be in the motion?
Yes. I'm quite happy to put that in the motion.
I'm happy if the finance minister is happy with it.
Yes.
Idea?
Yes. Councillor Adams.
I just want to, the area that this is, piece of land is, we have Lewis Street West playground there, so that's why this land is not, we have a playground in that area. I think Councillor of course is that. We are, so it would be good to get it in Laycock Street where there are a lot of younger families and a lot of younger children, so I think it's a good positive process here in the future.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Okay,
9.5, the Football Australian bylaw.
I'm happy to vote for this recommendation.
Councillor Davis, community recommendation. Councillor Adams, seconding. Any discussion? No discussion. I'll put the recommendation.
So, which recommendation?
This one. The council endorses the track changes to the attached footpath trading planning bylaw and the notice to be given up for the Okay, no discussion. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against?
Carried. Okay, there are a number of opportunities have been identified there that we have council to seek clarity or raise concerns. They were identified under the introduction and background. And further, this was in the recommendation. Council can one either note the report the table of action providing response or as identified in item 2, their note report provide the following feedback, which has some further comments or explanations back in the report.
I'll move to
Councillor Adams.
Thanks.
Councillor Adams. Councillor Davis, any discussion?
What are you moving?
Councillor Adams moved the recommendation,
and Councillor
Davis seconded it.
Yeah, but there's two parts to it.
Part one.
Assuming that it's part one, do you?
Yes.
Okay. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
No.
Councillor Binion is against? And I'm against too, actually. Yes. Councillor
Can we have a count?
Councillor Binion and Councillor Lambert, Councillor Miles against, so therefore it's carried. Now it's time to break the minute off.